Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
یارب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اے اللہ پاک ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما.
Amir al-Sunnah sends a condolence message upon the death of various people, expresses commiserations upon their death. Amir al-Sunnah also offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed. Dairashura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari arrives in Portugal from Spain. A Sunnah-inspired istima is held in Ojivelis. Dairashura delivers a bayan. A meeting is held for Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad Development Department at Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviews the performance. Haji Fuzail Raza Attari offers dua for the recovery of the newborn sick daughter of Imtiaz Attari. Rukne Shura also pays condolences upon the death of the father of Saqib Attari at North Karachi. Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani visits and under construction Faizan-e-Madina in Mankawal, Gujarat. Rukne Shura reviews the construction works, provides guidance to the Islamic brothers. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by FGRF at various government institutions in Rajanpur. The representatives meet with Forest Officer Nadeem Hussain. The representatives also met with ADL Rajanpur Hassan Mushtaba. A discussion is held on the religious and welfare activities. Dehro Multan City and other representatives pay condolences upon the death of a businessman. Also visit a plot bought for Madrasatu Madina and Jamiatu Madina. The fire incident at the depot container in Chittagong, Bangladesh, FGRF department presents its services to provide medicine and blood to the injured. Dua and Fatiha are offered by Dawat Islami for the devotees Rasool who were martyred in the accident. All fruits are beneficial for human health. Watermelon provides comfort and freshness during summer as well as replenishing water deficiency. During summer, watermelon also improves the problem of dehydration in the human body. A look at a report by Muhammad Rashid Attari on the importance and benefits of watermelon.
Dear viewers, we welcome you to the Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details and listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnah, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed to donate virtues. He urged the bereaved families to be patient and presented Madani purse to them to donate virtues to their departed loved ones.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين غفلت کی نیند سے بیدار ہو جاؤ ابو مدین حضرت علامہ شعیب بن عبداللہ حور فیش رحمت اللہ علیہ نصیحت کرتے فرماتے اے غافل غفلت کی چادر اتار کر ابھی سے بیدار ہو جا اور یقین کر لے کہ یہ دنیا ایک پریشان خواب کے سوا کچھ نہیں بہت جلد یہ فنا کے گھاٹ اتر جائے گی یعنی ختم ہو جائے گی یہ ٹھہرنے کے قابل نہیں عنقریب تجھے میری بات سمجھ آ جائے گی جب پردہ اٹھ جائے گا اور اللہ پاک کی پکڑ یقینی ہو جائے گی تو سب چھپی ہوئی چیزیں تجھ پر کمپلیٹلی ظاہر ہو جائیں گی انہا للہ و انہا الہ راجعون میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و حمد سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبی الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ نصیب فرما پروردگار عالم ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے تعدد نظر وسیع ہو جائے اے میرے مولا ان کی قبر کی گھبراہٹ وحشت تنگی دور فرما
مامی.
یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر جرے جزیل مرحمت فرما.
اللہ مامی
بجائے خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تمام سوگوار صبر و ہمت سے کام لیں, اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت سے مایوس نہ ہو, اللہ کریم کی رضا پر راضی رہیں, نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں, گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں, دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں. ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال صاحب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Dahir Ashura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari arrived in Portugal from Spain. Dahir Ashura delivered a bayan during a sunnah-inspired istima in Ogiveles. A meeting was held for the representatives at the Madri Merkez Fazan-e Madina in Lisbon. He also took part in other religious activities.
For promoting and spreading of religious activities, after spreading the invitation towards righteousness and serving sunan, Head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e Islami Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari visited Portugal.
Dawat-e Islami hai, ye Dawat-e Islami hai, Dawat-e Islami hai, ye Dawat-e Islami hai.
Where a sunnah-inspired istima was held at Ghausia Masjid in Ogiveles, in which people related with various walks of life, people related with business community, other personalities and representatives of Dawat Islami participated. In this istima, Dahir Ashura delivered a bayan on earning halal sustenance.
Subah, dopahar, sham, raat ek hi dhun hai. Paisa, paisa, kaam, kaaj, paisa, paisa, kaam, kaaj. Kuch samjhao to kehte hai, yaar, thoda settle ho jane de, yaar. Thoda settle ho jane de, thoda sa paon jam jane de. تھوڑا سا کام ہو جانے دے, تھوڑا سا پیپر بن جانے دے, تھوڑا سا یہ ہو جانے دے, آپ کو میں ملوں گا مسجد میں. آپ تو کتنی بات کر رہے ہو, کیا جن کے پیپر بن گئے, جن کے پاسپورٹ بن گئے, جو سیٹل ہو گئے, جو گاڑی بنگلے اور مکان والے بن گئے, کیا وہ سارے کے سارے مسجد میں نظر آ رہے ہیں آپ کو؟ اس کا مسجد میں آنے, نماز پڑھنے, عبادت کرنے, نیکی کرنے کا سیٹل سے کیا تعلق ہے؟ بلکہ میں کہتا ہوں جب تم پریشانی کے عالم میں اللہ کے حضور نہیں آ سکے تو تم خوشحالی کے عالم میں کیا ہوگے؟
قرضہ ہے, آؤ نا رب کی بارگاہ میں. گھر میں پریشانی, اولاد میں پریشانی, کاروبار کی پریشانی, قرضوں کی پریشانی, بیوی بچوں کی پریشانی, بیماریاں, پریشانیاں, طرح طرح کی چیزیں پال کر بیٹھا ہوا ہے. سجدہ کرو, عبادت کرو, نماز پڑھو, نیکی کی طرف تو آئیں. مشکل سے تو اللہ ہی نکالے گا نا, بالکل راستے نکالیں گے. قرآن کہتا ہے, حدیث میں موجود ہے, واقعات موجود ہے کہ انہوں نے تقوی اختیار کیا, اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کے لیے راستہ نکال دیا.
During the bayan, Dahir Ashura motivated the participants of the istima to offer salah regularly and described a way for blessing in sustenance.
رزق حلال کماؤ, صبح سویرے جلدی اٹھو, محنت مزدوری کرو, تمہیں رزق میں برکت چاہیے. اللہ تعالیٰ فجر کا وقت شروع ہونے سے لے کر فجر کا وقت ختم ہونے کے درمیان بندوں میں رزق تقسیم فرماتا ہے. آؤ اپنے رب کے حضور, اشراق چاش کی نماز پڑھو, تمہیں رزق اللہ دے گا. نماز پابندی سے پڑھو, رزق دے گا. نماز چھوڑنے کی وجہ سے اللہ رزق میں برکت ختم کر دیتا. گناہ کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ روزی میں برکت چھین لیتا ہے, باقاعدہ کتابوں میں لکھا ہوا ہے.
At the end of the istima, Dahir Ashura offered dua and salatu salam was also recited.
جس پر ایمان لائے تو ہی ہمارا رب ہے, تو ہی ہمارا مولا ہے, ہم تیری ہی عبادت کرتے ہیں. یا رب کریم, محبوب صدقہ, ہم پر رحمت کر دے, ہمارے گناہ معاف کر دے, ہمیں نیکی کی توفیق عطا کر, ہمیں پرہیزگاری کی توفیق عطا کر, ہمیں سلامتی عطا فرما.
Thereafter, the present Islamic brothers had the honor of meeting with Dahir Ashura.
Daawat-e Islami hai, ye Daawat-e Islami hai, Daawat-e Islami hai, ye Daawat-e Islami hai, Daawat-e Islami hai, ye Daawat-e Islami hai, Daawat-e Islami hai, ye Daawat-e Islami hai.
At Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad, a meeting was held for the representatives of Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad Development Department, during which the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, reviewed the performance and set future goals.
A meeting was held for the representatives of Development Department at the Madri Merkez Faizan-e-Madina in Madina Town, Faisalabad, Punjab, in which the town head of Development Department, city head, government division head, as well as other representative Islamic brothers participated. Rukn-e-Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, reviewed the performance of the department. Moreover, the representative Islamic brothers gave briefing to Rukn-e-Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, regarding development works in Faisalabad, upon which he appreciated the works done at Faizan-e-Madina and provided further guidance to the representatives.
Dear viewers of Madin channel, let's give you some more news regarding Rukn-e-Shura Haji Fuzail Raza Attari, who visited a hospital and offered dua for the recovery of the newborn sick daughter of South District Representative in Ghas Mandi. He also paid condolences upon the death of the father of Saqib Attari at North Karachi.
Rukneshwara Haji Fuzail Raza Attari inquired about the health of District Representative Imtiaz Attari's 13 days old daughter at a private hospital in Ghas Mandi, Karachi and offered dua for well-being. On the other hand, Rukneshwara Haji Fuzail Raza Attari paid condolences upon the death of Saqib Attari's father at his house in North Karachi and offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed. Saqib Attari was motivated to carry out religious activities to donate verses to his father.
Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani visited an under construction Faizan Madina and their projects in Mangowal, Gujarat, Punjab. He reviewed the construction works and provided guidance to the relevant Islamic brothers.
The construction works of Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina, Jamiat-e-Madina, Madrasat-e-Madina continue at Mangowal in District Gujarat, Punjab under Khuddam-ul-Masajid wal-Madaris. Rukneshwara Haji Asad Attari Madani along with other representatives visited the under construction place and reviewed the construction works.
Alishan tamirat ho rahi hai Faizan-e-Madina ki aur mashallah Madrasat-ul-Madina ke kamre bhi ban rahe hain, upar Jamiat-ul-Madina bhi tamir hoga. Sahib-e-Sarwat Aashiqan-e-Rasool ki khidmat mein arz karunga, Allah ke diye hue maal mein se Allah ki raah mein dijiye تاکہ یہ فیضان مدینہ جلد از جلد تعمیراتی مراحل سے آگے نکلے, نمازوں کا سلسلہ شروع ہو, حفظ قرآن کی تعلیم کا سلسلہ شروع ہو اور درس نظامی عالم کورس کا آغاز ہو.
Rukneshwara Haji Asad Attari Madani provided further guidance to the representative Islamic brothers and motivated them to complete the construction work swiftly. Moreover, guidance was also provided regarding the admissions of children in Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented by Dawat Islami's SGRF department at various government institutions in Tehsil Kod Mithun, District Rajanpur, Punjab. The Tehsil head and other representatives met with the forest officer Nadeem Hussain. The representatives also met with the ADL Rajanpur Hassan Mustafa. The representatives informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
The representatives of FGRF and other representatives met with Nadeem Hussain in Tehsil Kot Mithna, District Rajanpur, Punjab and informed the Islamic brothers about the efforts done for the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Upon which Nadeem Hussain appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, the representatives met with ADL of Livestock Rajanpur, Hassan Mustafa, at his office and informed him about the services of FGRF carried out in Cholistan. Moreover, he was also informed about the 2 million saplings planted by FGRF.
Dehradun Multan city of Dawat Islami and other representatives paid condolences to the bereaved family upon the death of a businessman, Haji Muhammad Javed Qadri, at Purani Sabzi Mandi. Besides this, they visited a plot bought for Madrasat Madina and Jamiat Madina.
A trader, Haji Muhammad Javed Qadri from Purani Sabzi Mandi, Khwaja Colony, Multan, Punjab, recently passed away due to an illness. Dehradun Multan city, along with other representatives, paid condolences to the family members of the departed, Khwaja Ibrahim Qadri, Muhammad Imran Chishti, and others, and offered dua for the forgiveness of the deceased. On the other hand, the city head along with other representatives visited the place bought for Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina girls and offered dua for the Islamic brothers who supported in its purchase. The city head provided guidance to the local representatives regarding the construction of Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina girls.
Dear viewers of Madhi channel, let's now give you some news from Bangladesh, where numerous lives were recently lost and financial damages were incurred due to a fire breakout in a container depot. In these trying times, Dawat Islami's FGRF department presented its services to provide medicine and blood to the injured people and other matters. Dua and Fatiha were also offered for the devotees of Rasul who were martyred in this accident. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
The religious movement of the devotees of Rasul is spreading the teachings of Quran and Sunnah all around the world. Dawat Islami's department FGRF has been established for serving the grievous shaken ummah of the Holy Prophet in the times of difficulties and accidents in Pakistan as well as abroad. With respect to this, the representatives of FGRF carried out relief activities during the fire breakout at a container depot in Chittagondo in Chittagong, Bangladesh. Food and water were distributed and other relief activities were also carried out. With respect to this, Mobalike Dawat Islami told Madani News.
চট্টগ্রামের বিএম ডিপো নামক একটি কন্টেইনার স্টোরেজের মধ্যে কেমিক্যাল বিস্ফোরণ হওয়াতে অনেক লোক নিহত এবং আহত হয়েছেন। তো আমরা দাওয়াত ইসলামী সংগঠনের এফজিআরএফ বিভাগের পক্ষ থেকে তাদের সাহায্যের জন্য এখন যাচ্ছি। তো যারা যারা এই ভিডিও দেখতেছেন প্রত্যেককে অনুরোধ করব, আপনিও আপনার সাহায্যের হাত আত্মিকভাবে পরামর্শ ভিত্তিতে যেভাবে পারেন আপনার সাহায্যের হাত বাড়িয়ে দিন।
In Hat Hazari, Bangladesh, the students of Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina offered dua for the forgiveness of the martyrs. Moreover, they also offered dua for the injured devotees of Rasool and representatives of SGRF. Moreover, a blood camp was also set up in this regard, where the devotees of Rasool donated blood and medical facilities were also provided at the camp, and the welfare activities were also carried out.
The head of Southern Africa region traveled to Swaziland from Mozambique, Africa, where the invitation towards the right system was presented along with other Islamic brothers in various cities. The devotees of Rasool related with various walks of life also met with the head of Southern Africa region.
Mubalighine Dawati Islami are striving day and night in serving the religion Islam and presenting the invitation towards righteousness and spreading Sunnah in the country and abroad. The head of Southern Africa region along with other Islamic brothers visited Swaziland. During the journey, the head of Southern Africa region told Madani News.
Swaziland ke mukhtalif shahron mein Dawati Islami ke kaamon ko badhane ke liye hamara safar bhi hai. Is waqt hum Swaziland ke shahar Shingano mein hain aur yahan par hamare Mohsin bhai se hamari mulaqat hui hai. اور یہاں کیسے دعوت اسلامی کے کاموں کو آگے لے کر چلنا ہے, امام صاحب سے ملاقات ہوئی ہے, مدنی قافلہ لے کر آنا ہے اور دعوت اسلامی کے ویکلی پروگرام, منتری پروگرام یہاں شروع کر کے تو یہاں کے مسلمانوں کو بھی دعوت اسلامی کے ماحول سے وابستہ کرنے اور اپنی اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنے کے عمل کو جاری رکھنا ہے. آپ بھی جہاں کہیں رہیں دعوت اسلامی کے ساتھ رہیں اور دعوت اسلامی کے دینی کاموں میں شرکت کرتے رہیں.
After reaching in Swaziland, meetings were held and the invitation towards righteousness was presented at various markets, shops and at the houses of personalities, in which the head of Southern Africa region and others presented the invitation towards righteousness. And while informing them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, motivated them to take part in religious activities, upon which the Islamic brothers expressed good intentions. The invitation towards righteousness was also presented at Jame Masjid of Matsamo, Swaziland. On this occasion, the head of Southern Africa region told Madani News.
Swaziland ke shahar Matsamo mein hum hain aur Matsamo ki masjid, Masjid Matsamo, yani shahar ke naam se ki masjid hai. Allah Pak har taraf deen Islam ki khidmaton ko, deen Islam ki baron kaam farmaye aur hame daawat Islami ke saath milkar khoob din ki khidmat karne ki
Meanwhile, the Imam and Muazzin of Masjid as well as the devotees of Rasool were motivated to take part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami.
From Karachi Airport, the first Hajj flight PK-743 has arrived in Medina Munawwara carrying 291 Hajj pilgrims. With tears in their eyes, the Hajj pilgrims raised the chants of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik and arrived in the Holy Land with the imagination of Kaabatullah and Medina Munawwara. The Hajj pilgrims will be present in the luminous environment of Kaabatullah and Medina Munawwara for the acceptance of their prayers and their loved ones. The National Airlines Hajj operation will conclude on 3rd July. As soon as summer arrives, we see watermelons everywhere. The use of watermelon gives countless benefits to health. Watermelon is a fruit full of nutrition, by using which the problem of dehydration is also eliminated during summers. Let's show you this report by Muhammad Amjad Qadri on the importance and usefulness of watermelon.
When it is hot outside, the sun shines brightly and there is nowhere to hide. If watermelon juice is found anywhere, it is as if a thirsty person has discovered a well. Most parts of Pakistan are currently seeing an upsurge in the severity of heat, and the heat is putting people to the test. Allah Almighty created watermelon to keep our bodies cool and comfortable after eating it to minimize the intensity of heat. Watermelon appears to be a hard fruit on the outside, yet it is quite soft on the inside. It offers incredible health benefits. This unique summer fruit is full of flavor, vitamins and minerals. It is beta-carotene, electrolytes, sodium and potassium, which protect the body from against other diseases. Dr. Noor Mohammad Maiman stated about the benefits of watermelon that
हमें हमेशा ठंडा करके खाना चाहिए, गरम तरबूज कभी भी नहीं खाना चाहिए. गरम तरबूज खाने के बाद हैजा होने का चांस होता है, कि हैजा हो सकता है, डायरिया हो सकता है, वोमिटिंग लग सकती है गर्म तरबूज खाने से। हाँ, ये जरूर खाया जाए क्योंकि गर्मियों में इसका खाना बहुत अच्छा है और इसको खाने से फ़ायदा ये होता है कि इंसानी जिस्म मैदा जो है खुसूसन हमारा ठंडा रहता है और मैदा बिगड़ता नहीं है। गर्मियों में हमें गर्मी की शिद्दत जो होती है वो कम हो जाती है उसके खाने से।
Dear viewers of Madin channel, you should never eat rice on the day you eat watermelon. Watermelon should not be consumed by people who have a phlegmatic temperament, stomach illnesses, muscle aches, muscle aches, or urinary incontinence. Watermelon should be eaten on an empty stomach and chilled. May Allah bless us and make us grateful servants.
In the end, let's listen to a message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various people suffering from illnesses. He offered dua for their recovery and presented madani pearls as well.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Gunahon se paak ho jata hai. فرمان مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم جب بندہ تین دن بیمار ہوتا ہے تو وہ اپنے گناہوں سے ایسے نکل جاتا ہے جیسے اس دن تھا جس دن پیدا ہوا تھا. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفی جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. یا اللہ پاک انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمتوں اور سنتوں بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرمائے. یا اللہ پاک کی بیماری یہ تکلیف یہ پریشانی جن کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث جنت میں بے حساب داخل ہے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے.
اللہ مامی بجائے خاتم النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ, لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ, لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ. گھبرائی نہیں, یہ بیماری انشاءاللہ الکریم گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی. ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں. یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے. انشاءاللہ الکریم صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی. شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے, یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے. گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں, گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں, دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of Pious Deeds. We will be back with more inshallah azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.